A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Memches, Psachim 48b, pagination page 96, three lines from the top here on Amud Beis. We have a description of how matzah is baked on Pesach as far as the question of challah applies. And this is actually the way matzah generally is baked, because we're concerned with making too much dough, processing too much dough at any one time. Amar Rav Yosef taught, Hani nashi didon, these women, noig lemefa kfiza kfiza lapischa. Their custom is to make a smaller batch of dough than the shear of challah, than the amount that challah would have to be taken, when they're doing for Pesach. And the reason is l'shomro min hachimutz, so that there's less chance that it become chametz, because they're working with a smaller amount. Amalei Abaye, Abaye told him, my daitich, what's the logic over here? L'chumra, they're trying to be stringent. Chumra da'asi lidei kulahu, there's a leniency that's resulting. D'kamafka lo mechala, because they're removing it from the mitzvah of challah, because by purposely using less dough at a time, there's no mitzvah of challah over here. Amalei. So Rav Yosef answered him, Da avdan ki Rabbi Eliezer. They're observing this in the way of Rabbi Eliezer, as we learned. Rabbi Eliezer omer, Haroda v'nasan lasal, a person who takes the matzah out of the oven, rode is to remove it from the wall of the oven, and he puts it into a basket. Hasal mitzarfan lechala. If challah was not yet taken of it as a dough, so then the basket that's holding the finished product would join it in order to do the mitzvah of challah, taking off this one piece and giving it to the kohen. Or in our time, typically, we consider it a case of tumah, and we actually just burn that piece, but we have to remove it. It's a mitzvah of truma, or in this case, the truma application is called challah. V'am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. It works like Rabbi Eliezer. You could do this mitzvah once the basket joins everything. So, let's consider this entire case. What's going on here is that the women are baking less than the amount of challah, less than a halachic portion of a batch of dough, but in the basket at the end, it ends up joining, and therefore you do have the right amount in order to do the mitzvah. And at that point, Rav Yosef says, they go ahead and they do the mitzvah. In a previous session, we discussed the possibility that if a person bakes small batches of dough, never takes challah because he doesn't realize that it's the amount, because it isn't, and then he ends up storing it all in his freezer together, then all those batches of dough could theoretically require that challah be taken. And we discussed that, the possibility that each challah is being wrapped separately and they never actually touch or whatever. But this is the logic, that when it comes to baking for Pesach, we bake less than the shear challah because we want to keep the dough batch small. But afterwards, it's not a leniency, because afterwards we're able to join it all and observe the mitzvah of challah. Amalei, he told him, Va'itmar ala amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi lo shana v'lekikarish shal bava shenoshchas zumizu. You could only join if it's like the bavil type of loaves, which actually bite into each other. Apparently they rose, they touched, and ended up being somewhat connected, and therefore, in the final product, you could take challah as one unit. Aval kachin lo, but the regular loaves, just putting them into a basket, is not sufficient to join them, and we're back to the question, you're going to make a smaller dough. As a result, you're not going to have the mitzvah of challah. And he answered, ha'itmar ala, amar Rabbi Chanina afilu kachin. We were taught even the individual loaves could also join through the basket in order to do the mitzvah of challah. The Gemara continues with the question, what happens if it doesn't have a rim? But in any case, that's the way we do it. We join them after they're baked. We don't want to cause any delay during the process to take the portion of challah off, and we don't want to do such a large dough. We do a smaller dough, and we take challah afterwards. Just a quick story. My brother went to bake matzah, and one of the exciting moments is that the owners allow individuals to take the challah portion from the matzah. How's that for an interesting phrase? This mitzvah called challah, to take off that little portion, and it used to be given to the Kohen, so it's called challah, the special mitzvah. So you take off, quote, challah from the matzah. So what they were doing was they took a number. Everybody had a number, and in order, as the batches were done, they would pile them together, and a person would have the privilege of taking challah off of the matzah and doing this mitzvah. So you took a number and you estimated how long it would take before they would have the batch number that's going to be yours. And meanwhile, you walked around, you took a tour, etc. After a while, you stand there, you're waiting to make sure that your number is ready to go, and then it's your turn. So he said they were standing around, and an older gentleman walked up when it was time to take challah from the next batch, and he just starts walking up. So someone calls out to him and says, do you have a number? What's your number? Is it your turn? And the man, apparently not realizing that there was any waiting process, he thought they're announcing whoever wants to take challah. So anyway, so he reaches to his arm when they ask him, do you have a number? And he pulls up his sleeve and he shows them that yes, he has a number on his arm, an Auschwitz number. So everybody, obviously, in semi-shock as to how he understood their question, took a step back and certainly let him take the challah, do the mitzvah, because there are numbers and there are numbers. In any case, this is the process of how we do the mitzvah of challah regarding matzah. Yeshe koach, have a wonderful day.